Our first lesson today is Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 20. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, and always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our second lesson today is James chapter 4, 13 through 16. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. This is the word of the Lord.
Today is Youth Sunday. Today the message is focused on passing some sort of wisdom or advice to our young people, in particular our graduate, as he sets out for the beginning of life out of the nest. As they step out into this great big world, this is the one of those last little chances to offer something more to think about. This is my 12th Youth Sunday, and it's funny, it feels like I just got here. It just doesn't seem like that much time has passed. And that's part of what we're going to look at today, that passing of time. In our Psalm 39 passage, we see the passing of time is an issue for us all. Our culture is engaged in this massive denial of time and aging. We remove the elderly to retirement villages. We employ cosmetics to keep us looking young. We pluck or dye our gray hairs. We pay for facelifts and cosmetic surgery to reverse the aging process. But it is all in vain. Time marches on, and so do we. And if we add to this any sense of God's judgment, then indeed, life seems empty at best. And Psalm 39 expresses a deep awareness that this world is passing away. And so the author of this psalm, David, says in verses 4 through 6, show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath. Man is a mere phantom as he goes to and fro. He bustles about, but only in vain. He heaps up wealth, not knowing who will get it. His days are a mere handbreadth, the width of the hand measured at the base of the fingers. It's about 4 inches. His days are brief, fleeting, and David goes on to say that the span of his years are nothing before God. It's a blink. This brevity of life is true for each and every one of us. Each man's life is but a breath. And so we see in James, our passage today says, what is life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. And yet we spend so much time merely busying ourselves in the gathering of riches or things or stuff, wasting what little precious time we have, time that could be used for more important things, eternal things, like serving our Lord, loving our neighbors, and loving our God. I have a condition. It is an inherited condition, and it is terminal. There is no cure. There is no treatment. And I have passed this condition on to all three of my children. I have been aware of it for some time now. The condition is called life. Human life is frail. We are vapors and shadows. Our time is fleeting. For each of us, it is like a few handbreadths. How often do you say, "Where did the time go? Where did it go?" And so if our goal in life is to gather wealth, stuff, things, then the goal of our life is pointless. If we spend our days gathering stuff, things, possessions, then it's futile because someone else will spend it when we are gone. And what was all that work for? And Paul in Ephesians says, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." Paul is emphasizing and telling us how we live our life is important. We know that life is short. It's a mere breath. So how we live it is extremely important. So Paul says, to live a life as wise people do is to, one, understand that life is short, and two, make the most of every opportunity. But that opportunity is not just the idea of making the most of life. For us as Christians, it's to make the most of every opportunity to serve our Lord. It's to live a life filled with the Spirit of God, not a life filled with the wanton desires of this world. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Give thanks to God for everything. Live a life that is serving our Lord, loving your neighbor as yourself, and loving your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. Not a life that is serving the evil in this world and pursuing the meaningless desires of this damaged earth. There's a story of St. Francis of Assisi, and it's hard to figure out what's the man, the myth, or the legend, but the story has value whether it's true or made up. And so it goes that Francis was in the garden, was in his garden working on a row of beans, and one of his students asked him, "What would you do if you knew your life would end tomorrow?" And Francis replies, "Well, I suppose I'd finish this row of beans." And there are two things to note here. One is the understanding that whatever task God places before us is important, regardless of the size of the task, the glory of the task, or the prestige of the task. Maybe it's simply working a row of beans. And second, it's the understanding that Francis' response speaks to the need for a proper and anticipated preparation of our own end. I suppose if we were given the knowledge that tomorrow would be our last day, many of us might go running down to the church, maybe, or begin to pray, or maybe we'd call our friends and our loved ones and tell them how we feel about them. And the problem is that that implies that we are radically unprepared here and now for our end. That response points to a pressing need for a greater preparedness. And we know not the day or the hour. And so it would be wise to stand in perpetual readiness. I got one more story and then I'm done. There was an email that started getting sent around in the late 1990s and early 2000s, and I think several people have used it in books and a couple of other written articles and whatnot. But it's a story that gives us a very real reminder that our lives are finite and that what we do is important. And here's the story. A few weeks ago, I was shuffling towards the kitchen with a steaming cup of coffee in one hand and the morning paper in the other. What began as a typical Saturday morning turned into one of those lessons that life seems to hand to you from time to time. Let me tell you about it. I turned up the volume on the radio in order to listen to a Saturday morning talk show. I heard an older-sounding chap with a golden voice. You know the kind. He sounded like he should be in broadcasting business himself. He was talking about 1,000 marbles to someone named Tom. I was intrigued and sat down to listen to what he had to say. "Well, Tom, it sure sounds like you're busy with your job. I'm sure they pay you well, but it's a shame that you have to be away from home and your family so much. It's hard to believe that a young fellow should have to work 60 or 70 hours a week to make ends meet. And that's too bad that you missed your daughter's dance recital. Let me tell you something, Tom, something that's helped me keep a good perspective on my own priorities. And that's when he began to explain his theory of 1,000 marbles. You see, I sat down and did a little arithmetic. The average person lives about 75 years. Now, I know some live more, and I know some live less. But on average, folks live about 75 years. Now then, I multiplied 75 times 52, and I came up with 3,900, which is the number of Saturdays that the average person has in their entire lifetime. Now, stick with me, Tom. I'm getting to the important part. It took me until I was 55 years old to think about all this in any detail. And he went on. And by that time, I had lived through over 2,800 Saturdays. And I got to thinking about it. If I lived to be 75, I only had about 1,000 of them left to enjoy. So I went to the toy store, and I bought up every single marble they had. And I ended up visiting 3 toy stores to round up 1,000 marbles. I took them home and put them inside a large, clear plastic container right here next to my radio in the workshop. And every Saturday since then, I've taken out one marble, and I've thrown it away. I found that by watching the marbles diminish, I focus on the really important things in life. There's nothing like watching your time here on this earth run out to help you get your priorities straight. And let me tell you one last thing before I sign off with you and take my lovely wife out for breakfast. This morning, I took the very last marble out of the container. I figure if I make it till next Saturday, then God has blessed me with a little extra time to be with my loved ones. It was nice to talk to you, Tom. I hope to spend more time with your loved ones, and I hope I get to meet you again someday. Have a good morning. You could have heard a pin drop when he finished. Even the radio show's moderator didn't have anything to say for a few moments. I guess he gave us all a lot to think about. I'd planned on doing some work that morning, then go to the gym. Instead, I went upstairs and woke up my wife with a kiss. "Come on, honey. I'm going to take you and the kids to breakfast." "What brought all this on?" she asked with a smile. "Oh, nothing special," I said. "It's just been a long time since we spent a Saturday together with the kids. Hey, can we stop at a toy store on the way while we're out? I need to buy some marbles." What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Each of our lives is but a breath. So be very careful then how you live. Not as the unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. And therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. To God be all glory and honor and praise forever and ever. Amen.